and I'm Christopher Conover. Today is the day where those who cooked Thanksgiving dinner are faced with a refrigerator full of leftovers. Remember, if you have leftover cooking oil or grease, today is the day you can recycle that grease. The grease that's picked up at those events is turned into biodiesel. Mike Kaz, the president of Grease Cycle in Tucson, explains the process is easy. It starts by reheating the cooking oil to 140 degrees.
So you need heat, methyl alcohol, and a catalyst. And what we're going to be doing is stripping off the glycerin molecule from the oil. That's what makes the oil so thick.
Separating the oil is important for today's modern diesel engines.
The reason some folks run oils in their car, but that's not necessarily a good thing in their diesel engine. The problem with that is the oil's very thick. Engines like a very low viscosity fuel. And what we're doing with this conversion is stripping that glycerin backbone off the glycerides, the oils and the fats, and leaving behind methyl esters, which is biodiesel.
One of the byproducts of the biodiesel process is glycerin. Kaz says that does not go to waste.
What happens when we're done with the glycerin is we typically can send it to a refiner and it's turned into soaps. It can be turned into food grade glycerins. Glycerin's typically nice and clear. The glycerin we're going to see here at the end is going to be an amber in color. Oftentimes glycerin is used for palatative things to keep the dust down if it's unrefined, so there's a lot of different uses for glycerin.
To find the locations of this year's grease recycling events, go to our website, news.azpm.org. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.